It breaks my heart tonight that people are going to hell. But you know what breaks my heart more? Is that there are people who are going to hell who would get saved if they would hear the gospel. And I, you know, that's a fact. There are people out there who would get saved if somebody would preach them the gospel. If somebody would go. If somebody would do the work. That breaks my heart even more. Because it's one thing if somebody hears the gospel over and over again, and Verity Baptist just keeps knocking their door over and over again to where they get a sign that says, no more Verity, we're not interested. You know, it'd be one thing if somebody just given them the gospel, and then they go to work, and their buddy at work, you know, pulls the Bible out of the lunchbox, and gives them the gospel, you know, and then they're hearing it here, and they're hearing it from there, and they're hearing it again and again, and they reject it, and they reject it, and they reject it, and they reject it, they go down. You know, that's sad, but it's not nearly as sad as the person who's never even heard the gospel.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right.
Because nobody loved them, and nobody cared. And you say, oh, I go to this other church a lot more loving, because the pastor's so sweet to me. And he puts it, he writes me a little note, puts a little smiley face. He's really a loving guy. And he doesn't raise his voice, he doesn't scream and yell. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the love of Christ constrains us to preach the gospel to every creature. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. And the greatest commandment that He left, the Great Commission, was when He said, go preach to the world. Go preach the gospel to every creature tonight, not just your buddy at work. And I want you to preach to your buddy at work. But you know what? Everybody doesn't work at your work. You got to go out into the highways and hedges.
That's right.
And knock every door. That's the only way you're going to do it, Brother Jimenez. That's the only way you're going to get to everybody, is to knock every door. And then knock it again, because they weren't home the first time.
That's right, amen.
Come on.
And then knock it the third time.
Yeah.
And you say it's impossible. You say it's a pipe dream. You say, this little church, you got to be kidding. You know, these 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Come on.
This little church, you know, meeting in a house.
Woo!
You're a joke. Let me tell you something. It's going to get done. Hey, 70 people could get this done in just a few years.
Amen.
70 people who would be laborers. And a small group that's really out there working. And, you know, I thank God for my guys that are here tonight. You put up your hand here for Faithful Word Baptist Church. Hey, these guys were out knocking the doors in Sacramento today. And these guys are the laborers. They're the workers. They're here tonight because they have a vision tonight. And I hope you have a vision tonight. Let's pray. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, dear God, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the ability to go out and preach the gospel. Even if we're not talented or a good speaker, thank you that you can use any, who is Paul, who is Stephen, anybody, dear God, that'll yield themselves unto you as a laborer. I know that you can use them, and so I pray that every person here tonight, not just a few certain people, but every person here tonight would apply this message to themselves. And to get a vision. And as their eyes are closed right now, they see nothing. But God, let them see the gospel going out to every creature, dear God, in a vision tonight. And in Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Let me just say a few things. First of all, thank you, Pastor Andrew. That's exactly what we needed to hear tonight. And I just want to say something. I'm not adding anything to the sermon. The pizza's here, and guys are hungry, I'm sure. I'm not adding anything to the sermon. That's exactly what we need to hear, but I do want to say something. You know, those of you from Faithful Word and those of you from Fellowship, just stop listening to me right now, because I intimately know these two churches, and I know that they've got a vision. I know Pastor Mark Lewis has a vision for Vacaville. I know Brother Anderson obviously has a vision for Phoenix. So if you guys can stop listening, the rest of you, just listen to this. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. Well, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And in verse 15 it says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And let me tell you something. Something about soul winning is this. If you are just not going to do it on your own. Period.
Right.
You know, you say, well, I listen to Pastor Anderson on the internet, and thousands of people do, and praise the Lord for it. But you know what? Unless you get in a church that has a vision for soul winning, you're just not going to see
it. Exactly right.
Because the Bible says they will not go unless they're sent.
True.
And you know what? I don't know what church, you know, half of the people here I don't even know. I'll be honest with you. We had 19 people in church on Sunday morning. The rest of you, I don't know where you came from. Let me tell you this. If you're in a church, you say, well, I live
40 minutes away. I live 2 hours away. If you're not in a church that is sending you out to preach the gospel,